The deal for control of Prague City Hall has been made, and the result is a grand coalition between the rival Civic Democrats and Social Democrat parties. The controversial outcome means that the centre-right Topo 9 party will now go into opposition, in spite of having won a strong majority at the polls last month, and the Civic Democrats will retain their 20-year hold on power in the capital, despite losing public support in the wake of corruption scandals. Earlier today, Prague-based journalist Eric Best told our reporter Christian Felvey that the deal carried serious implications for each of the parties.
I think this presents some difficulties for the parties in general. It presents a difficulty for Mr. Necas because his position within ODS could appear to be weaker. Mr. Kolosek from Topo 9 said that he will be a sad figure if a coalition is formed in Prague with the Social Democrats. Mr. Kolosek referred to this coalition as the 4K, which is the gangster coalition of the corrupt cartel. That's a very powerful statement coming from the finance minister when his coalition partner, the Civic Democrats, are in the coalition. I think it also puts the Topo 9 in a difficult position. There is talk that Topo 9 would have one seat as a control function, but how can Topo 9 send one of its representatives into a corrupt coalition, or a gangster coalition of the corrupt cartel? So it presents difficulties for actually all of the parties.
Would you call it a betrayal of the voters?
Well, I think that's what it will be considered by a lot of voters. I think voters had some indications before the elections that it was going to happen. So from that standpoint, it's not such a surprise, but certainly those voters who expected a different outcome and those who expected the winning party to have the mayor's position will feel that they have been let down, yes.
How did Topo 9 manage to lose this after such a strong showing at the polls?
Well, I think the problem was that they put up a candidate, Zdeněk Tuma, who on paper has a good pedigree, is respected, but in reality he was a disappointing candidate. Topo 9 probably should have been able to win 50% of the vote in Prague and form a coalition on its own, but it put up what turned out to be a weak candidate who wasn't able to really get the disaffected voters out to the polls. You can, of course, blame it on the existing power structure, the Civic Democrats, the Social Democrats, but I think it's really because Topo 9 got a candidate who was partially what they needed, but in the end, he was a disappointment.
You, like many others, have taken the view that a grand coalition or opposition coalition was the goal of the parties in order to maintain business interests, the business interests of either party. So do you see the future of Prague government as being plagued by suspicion on the part of the public and corruption scandals, potentially?
Well, I'm afraid it's going to continue. These suspicions are going to continue. Karl Schwarzenberg of Topo 9, the chairman, said in Respect magazine yesterday that he expected a grand coalition or a coalition of the Social and Civic Democrats to come about, and it's because of this need to get the deals done. He said no one is going to let a silly new party like Topo 9 get in the way of all the deals. And when one of the most respected people in the country is saying this openly in the media, and when the finance minister is talking about a gangster coalition, it's obviously going to have a great impact on voters, and it's going to cause them to be disillusioned. But at the same time, it will be increased pressure on the parties to clean up their act a bit. So it's not all bad. At least it brings it out in the light, and voters will be able to control it a bit better.
That was American journalist Eric Best on the governing agreement at Prague's town hall, which you will hear more about in the coming days as the parties hammer out the details.